Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Colin Bird, who's Executive Chairman at Galileo Resources. How are you today, Colin?
Good, thank you. Very good, thank you, Ryan. Thank you very much.
Right, well, you appear to have cheered up the market in terms of the Galileo share price in recent days. Could you just explain what the fundamentals behind it are at the moment?
Well, I mean, you know, there was announcements by Jubilee and Galileo earlier on that the Star Zinc project and the Kashuta Zinc project are likely to be feeders into a refinery, into the Sable Zinc refinery in Zambia, and you know, very high grade material reported from Star Zinc. The refinery is ripe, and no treatment facilities required at Star, so that's extremely good. Earnings are possible by later in this year. And of course, the Kashuta deposit is right next to Sable, and that has got a very large deposit of willemite, proven by others in the past. I say proven, identified by others in the past, with potential to do very much the same. Very clean material, not much lead in contamination. In the case of Kashuta, you've got a vanadium contribution. In the case of Star, you've got a good silver contribution. So I guess that's allowed investors to see, well, you know, there's a junior which is on its way to production. So they're able to put a timeline on it. They're able to have some idea of value because, you know, plus 20% zinc, there's not a lot of that around. And so timeline and value does, I think, give the investment community some confidence. I think that's what it's all about. I think there's some recognition that, you know, the last couple of years have seen some growth in those zinc projects in Zambia.
Right, and so everything is aligning. It's in terms of timing, production, the quality, the ease of production, etc. Everything is there in place at the moment.
Yes, indeed, yes.
And tell us about the Kalahari copper area. How is that going?
Yeah, thank you for that. Yeah, it's difficult to actually say where that fits in the market interest in the company because it's a tremendous acquisition, only announced on Thursday. I mean, we're actually talking about over 14,000 square kilometres in the Kalahari copper belt. Now, the Kalahari copper belt, if you go back, well, 10 years ago, who cares anyway, they would say, gee whiz, don't go exploring there, it's all covered by sand. But there's been two major discoveries, one by Sandfire and one by a company called Kubrick Canyon. Kubrick Canyon, I think, is private. Sandfire is Australian listed. So the myth about being covered in sand, and in actual fact, there's near-surface material, but the really high grade started at 70 metres, so, which is really near-surface. And the grade that was put out on the 17th of April by Sandfire are some of the best I've seen, Zach. They were really, really good. So we've got we've got the acquisition rights. So all of these, I think, 21 licences, 19 of them are in and around the Kalahari Copper Belt. They're in and around the major discovery, which Sandfire reported on April the 17th. Some of them are off of that area, but in essence, in generally, most of them are in and about major discoveries. So I think probably if one looks around the world now, that this Botswana Kalahari Copper Belt is probably one of the hottest places for copper exploration in the world, and to be in possession of 14,000 square kilometres, I think is absolutely splendid for Galileo and its investors. But it doesn't end there, and we don't talk very much about it. But near the old BCL nickel mine, I managed it for about 3.5 years. Is a system called the Limpopo mobile belt. And there's been a discovery there of quite good nickel values. And the suggestion is, from all of the geophysics I've seen, is that we're both on dip and an extension of a reasonable, good nickel copper discovery by others. So again, quite a nice acquisition. You might say you didn't pay much for it. We actually didn't pay much for it, but the upward potential is absolutely enormous, and I think that we're in the right place at the right time now. Whether that's reached the marketplace yet, I don't know, but it does now, of course, for this interview. But we're very pleased with our position, with its potential. And you know, this business is often about address, and Galileo is certainly in the right place. We're surrounded by two major discoveries in a metal, and I made no secret of the fact in most things I'm involved in, and that to me, copper is the metal to be in. In 2013, they're saying that demand is going to double. I don't know where it's going to come from. I really don't, because, you know, you look at Chile, 37% of the world's copper comes from Chile. A lot of social unrest there. And, you know, you're looking at 0.4% as a grade. You're almost mining fresh air. I mean, they're up in Kalahari. You're talking ones, twos, and would you believe that Sandfire actually announced on April the 17th, they announced over 5% in one of their intersections. So I'd certainly be chasing 2 to 5%, Zach, that would 0.4 to 0.5. So all in all, we're delighted with that addition to our portfolio. And the fundamentals for our zinc look good. And I think Galileo's looking forward to rewarding its investors over the next year, 18 months.
I mean, the term world-class asset is touted around as if it's going out of fashion, but is that the case, or could that be the case as far as what Galileo is sitting on?
World class, is it? Because, you know, when Cooper Canyon, I think they raised, they're a private company, and they raised about $600 million to build their mine, which is to the northeast. Sandfire have got a feasibility study to develop a large mine. So these aren't small mines, they're world class, and they're very, very big, and, you know, should attract the majors. I mean, the majors have got, it's not going to be the Galileos of this world who supply this this deficit in feed. It's going to be the big companies, the Rios, the BHPs. So at the end of the day, that's world class. There's only four or five companies can build those sort of mines. So the term world class isn't certainly not redundant to that area.
Well, on that note, Colin Bird, Executive Chairman at Galileo Resources, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach. Thanks for the opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.